In the first reading today, St. Paul talks about the fact that God made a promise to Abraham, and that promise to Abraham had to do with a singular offspring. Remember the whole situation that took place, that Abraham had this promise, but it didn't appear to be being fulfilled. And so he took matters into his own hands. After all, he was getting pretty old. His wife was getting pretty old. And so he had a child with the maid. And God said, no, that's not the child of the promise. He then made Abraham wait another 25 years until he was 75, until he was 100 now. So he was 75 when he decided to take matters into his own hands. So he was 100 and his wife was 90. And that's when she got pregnant. Now, when I was at the nursing home, I used to remind the ladies as they'd be sitting around in their wheelchairs that were 90 years old, and they got quite a laugh out of that. I said, yeah, you wouldn't be laughing if you were pregnant, though, would you? And they didn't think so. But anyway, point being that this was the son of the promise. But the promise St. Paul is recognizing is actually beyond Isaac. Yes, to Isaac was the promise about the progeny that was going to follow, but there was another aspect to this promise, and that had to do with a singular male offspring that would come somewhere in the future. And what St. Paul is looking at is, remember that for the Jewish people, one of the problems that they fell into is that the idea that they could earn their salvation simply by doing what was required of the law. They had 613 specific laws that they were supposed to be following, and if you follow all the laws, then you're righteous. Well, of course, nobody could follow all the laws, and that was a bit of a problem for them. But he's trying to tell these people, look, you're not going to be saved by simply following the law. Remember that for the Galatians, there were some people that came to Galatia after St. Paul had been there, and he had preached to these people. Then this other group came who called themselves super apostles, and they were telling them that they had to become Jewish. The men had to be circumcised. You had to do what the law requires in order to be saved. So that's what St. Paul's getting at, saying, no, 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 you don't have to do all the things of the law. The law came 430 years after the promise. And the law came because of the disobedience of the people. When you read the Old Testament, every time the people are disobedient, they get more laws slapped on them. So Jesus comes and he gives us one. Because everything that God has given us is under that one law. Love God and love your neighbor. If we truly did that, we wouldn't need any of the other laws. Even in society, if we truly had charity for one another, we wouldn't need all kinds of laws. Because we would all be doing the right thing. As St. Paul says, love never wrongs the neighbor. And so, love is always doing what's best for the other person. Unfortunately, in our humanness, we don't always do that. And when we refuse to follow the law of God, then he puts more laws upon us. He restricts it and he says, okay, look, if you think that this is loving, and again, just all you have to do is think about our disgusting society that we're living in and how they have completely changed the meaning of all the words. Love now has to do with things that are sinful. It has nothing to do with love, but that's what it's become. The opposite, hate, doesn't mean hate anymore. I remember talking with my nephew at one point, I think he was about 14 at the time, and I said something about, well, you need to be careful about this or that, and he goes, whoa, 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 what's all this hate? I said, hate, what are you talking about? Well, I said something negative. I was warning him about something that was true, but it wasn't a happy thing. That has become hate. If you say something negative, even if it's true, that's hate. Really? So we don't even know what words mean anymore. That's been done on purpose. But what we do need to recognize is the promise that God made, and understand that the promise has to do with salvation. And salvation, what St. Paul is saying, is not found in simply following the laws, not simply going through the motions, but rather the charity that has to be beneath them. This is important for us as Catholics because we can fall into the same problem. Oh, all I have to do is show up for Mass on Sunday, and that's good enough. I can come late, I can sit in the back pew, I can leave early, but I could say I was there. I can show up for Mass and read the bulletin, I don't have to pay attention. It's not going to cut it. Yeah, you were there physically. Where was your heart? Was your heart focused on the Lord? Were you being united with Jesus in his sacrifice? That's what the Lord is looking for. We still have to go to Mass, but we have to be at Mass for the right reason. Not just simply because I have to go, but because we're there because we love the Lord. And so the promise is to the Lord and through him to us. So that's the point that St. Paul wants us to understand. It's not simply by going through the motions that we're going to be saved. It's by loving God. Now, if we're going to truly love the Lord, as he himself said, if you love me, follow my commandments. Of course, it's a bit of a circular argument because what did he command us? To love. So if you love me, then practice charity. We see that same thing, for instance, in the gospel reading today. Jesus tells these 10 lepers, go show yourself to the priests. On the way, they're healed, and one man comes back. Now, the other 9 could easily say, all we were doing was being obedient. He told us to go and show ourselves to the priest. That's what we did. Jesus says, was there only one to come back and give thanks to God? Where are the other 9? Now again, you look at the Jewish law, it required that if somebody had leprosy, they had to go to the priest. The priest had to declare them to be leprous, and the priest had to declare them to be clean. That's why Jesus sent them to the priest, because the priest, once they had been declared to be lepers, it had to be the priest at the temple that would be able to declare them to be clean. So they were being obedient to what the Lord asked. They were going to the priest. But charity would require that they would come back and say thank you. They didn't do that. And so if we really stop and think about what's the opposite of charity, it's selfishness. So in other words, if we're not loving God and we're not loving neighbor, we're being selfish. And so again, if we look at it and say, okay, if I'm just going through the motions, if I'm going to Mass because I have to be there, not because I want to be there, but I have to be there, then why are we there? For some selfish motive, obviously. If we're there because we love the Lord, it's not for a selfish motive, it's for him. That's what God is looking for. Yes, we need to go to Mass, but you know what? If we truly love the Lord, we would not need a requirement to go to Mass. We would be there. In fact, the place would be so packed and we would have lines outside waiting to get in. So the fact that the church isn't packed is because there are a lot of people who don't love the Lord. Lots of people give him lip service. Lots of people will go through the motions, but not very many love the Lord. So for those of us who are here, we need to be able to look at that question and ask ourselves, why am I here? Am I here because I truly love Jesus? Am I here because the greatest privilege in the entire universe is, number one, to be present at his sacrifice, and number two, to receive him into my own self? Or am I here because I have to be here? I don't want to be, but I guess I have to. Or because it's Sunday, so we go to church because it's Sunday, but, you know, whatever. We want to be here because we love the Lord. That is what the motive is to be. And so if we look at then the promises that God has made, the promise of salvation is for those who love him. And so that's the point St. Paul is making. God has made promises to us. And those promises will be fulfilled. But they will be fulfilled in those who love him, not just in the ones who go through the motions. So look deep in your own heart and ask yourself, how much do I truly love the Lord? What is my motive for the things that I do? Even what you're here today. Why am I here? Is it to love the Lord? Is it just because I have to be? Is it to see what I can get out of it? After all, that's the excuse for lots of people leaving the church. I don't get anything out of going to Mass. Really? You receive God. You didn't get anything. Right, you got everything. But even beyond that, it's still the wrong reason. We're here to love God. He loves us. We don't have to worry about what he's doing. We're supposed to be here to love him. So it's not about what we get. It's about what we're giving. Are we here for him? The purpose of coming to Mass is to worship God. It is to love the Lord. That's what we want to be about. And so again, we can look at that. Am I here because after Mass I can see my friends? Am I here because there's coffee and donuts, which there aren't, but you know, is that why you come to Mass? Because you can go to the donut shop afterward? Are you here because you just have to be? Are you here because you love the Lord? So we want to look at our own motives. And we want to be honest with ourselves. Again, we are experts at rationalization. We can find our way around just about anything. So really be honest with yourself and look deep into your heart and ask yourself, why am I here? How much do I really, truly love Jesus? Do I really want to be united with him? That's what he's looking for. And all of the promises that he has made to those who love him will be fulfilled in you and me if that's what we are willing to do. So it's not about the law and going through the motions. It is about putting our heart where it belongs to truly love the Lord with our whole heart and soul and strength.